Well, we've been looking at the theme, declutter my heart, which is a prophetic word we received. We are running with a prophetic word. In fact, God has spoken to us 12 months ahead of time as we waited on him the last 12 days of last year. So we know that we have a clue about the direction God is leading us this year. And, you know, if you remember those who were part of the retreat, it was all about God transforming us from glory to glory. But then something must happen before we get transformed. You see, transformation has to do with a complete change of state, from one state to another. It's not like a patch where maybe you had one leg and then you now have two legs. It's a complete transformation. Before we are transformed, the Bible tells us that we must behold the glory of God. We behold, we see God, and then what we behold, we start becoming as we get transformed. So I shared with the leaders in the church, the ministers' council, that God started dealing with me when we entered this year, that we should go back to 12 years of Love Assembly, 12 years ago, and to see what God has been saying to us, especially during our annual retreats. By the way, the annual retreat, I think last year was the 19th annual retreat we will have as a church. Like I've been sharing with us, we hear a bit of stories anytime we enter our anniversary week. It's just to recount, and especially those who might also be joining and you're wondering what's happening, what's this fellowship, what's the church about, just to also let everybody see from the same hymn sheet we can sing and see things better. So when the church was starting, by the grace of God, my wife and I came to this country as missionaries 21 years ago, 22 years for my wife, 21 for me. And God told us that we should just dedicate ourselves every last 12 days of every year. And he will show us the next 12 months of every year. And I'm telling you, God has not failed us in 21 years. So the retreat itself was just my wife and I that God gave that instruction. So we wait on, it's a difficult time to wait on the Lord. I mean, everybody's feasting, everybody's enjoying, everybody's having Christmas, people are spending time with family. We have to go away, seclude ourselves, and just stay in a place where we can hear God. It's a sacrifice. But then, like rightly someone caught the spirit, I will rather spend time with God and not be carried away with all the frivolities. Please mind me, my words may be a bit hard. All the frivolities and all the cashing and all the economic, what do they call it, that happens usually around Christmas time where everybody is selling, people are dining, people are doing this. There's nothing wrong, please don't get me wrong. But then it only happens once in a year. 25th of December comes and goes, and the following day people start getting depressed. January comes, people start, wondering what happened. And then it's another cycle. I'd rather spend time and hear God during that time so that every day for me can be Christmas. I enjoy the Mass, the Christ's, this is the way it came to me, so that I can enjoy Christ's Mass blessings 365 days of every year to the glory of God. So I don't have to wait till 25th of December. Christmas, I enjoy Christmas every day. So this year, I'm prophesying to you, you will have Christmas unlimited. Okay, you like that. But listen, it comes at a price. All right? It comes at a price. For God to bless an Abraham, he told him to pay a price. Leave your father's house. Leave your kindred. Leave your country. I know that's a scripture some of us are standing on right now. I won't go far. Some people are laughing already. They catch it. That's a scripture. Yeah. That's the only time God speaks to you, when he spoke to Abraham, leave your country. Okay, you do. It's not funny. All right, let's do. But if you are here, let me tell you, you're not here by accident. If you are doubting, let me say this by the Spirit of God today to somebody. You are here in this country, in this hour, hearing what you're hearing today, not by accident. Please just sit still and let God speak to you. So, God told me, go back just 12 years. What has he been saying to us for the past 12 years? So we went, thank God, everything is documented. We learned this from Jesus. It is written. When you see God dealing with man, he will tell them to write things. When he called Moses, took him to the mountain, told him, come on, I'll speak to you, write. Tablets of stone. And when Jesus will conquer the devil, it is written. He could say it is written because it was written. So please, note, write, even Habakkuk, God told him, write the vision and make it plain. There is so much power in what is written and what we see before us. We'll talk more about that. I went back 12 retreats ago and started seeing what God had been speaking to us. Maybe I'll share that with us another time. So we went back to retreat of 2011 to 2012. The last 12 days of the year, God spoke to us about in his presence. Last 12 days of the year of 2012, God spoke to us about a new and a greater beginning. Fast forward 3 years ago, is it 3 years now? When 2019 was going into 2020 and nobody really saw COVID coming, God already spoke to us in the last 12 days of the year. Behold, a new season, I will do a new thing. How many of us know that 2020 was a new year? That's never existed to any living human being before. And from that 2020 up till now, listen, if you are still like a Noah, walked with God before he entered the ark, but came out of the ark, but still with the old mindset, with an old heart. And this is 3 years now, this is 2023, after the year of the COVID. If you still have the same heart, the same mindset, the same attitude, please don't go too far. That's why you are not making much progress. That's why you realize that you're going forward and it seems like you reach a height and then you fall. There is a heart problem, people. There is the issue of the heart. And God spoke to us day one for this January, declutter my, personalize it. Please, somebody say, declutter my heart. Why? I didn't give you the scripture, media team, so pardon me, but let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. I will be speaking to us today on, just to give it a topic, because I was struggling, I didn't know what to say. I just knew that God was talking to me about doors. The five doors into our hearts that we need to do what Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says. So Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, please, if you have a microphone in the media team, please, you just help me because I didn't give you that scripture to display. And if you can display it and read it, because faith comes by hearing, and faith also comes by seeing. And I will show us today, because we are going to focus on the things we hear and the things we see today. It's part of the five doors into the heart of man. All right, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, and Sarah reads.
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
Keep your heart with all, I like emphasizing, diligence. Why? Why?
Because out of it flows issues of life.
For out of it flows the issues of life. So every issue you are going through in life is as a result of the outflow of your heart. Or let me put it this way. You see, we don't have, one of the things I'll be sharing with those who go on the 21-day detox with us, you don't have control over events happening around you. Some of us, you know, you can unfortunately be driving and somebody just decides to be mental and crash into you. You don't have control over that. You know, you send your child to school and some bully just decides to bully them. You don't have control over that. So we don't have control at times over events around us. And by the way, whatever event you can control, please do. Control it. For example, you have control over the kind of friends you keep. Oh, no, I'm just being nice. They're just my friend. Not everybody's a friend, please. You have control over that. No, I'm just being, I want to be nice. I don't want to hurt them. They will hurt you. That's why I got depressed for many years and I didn't know. I allowed people to be hurting me because I was a nice pastor. Just wanting to make everybody happy. And I did not realize I had choice over who I allow into the garden of my heart. I didn't realize. I even wrote it in a book. My golden sense is there. But I wasn't doing it. You know, you can get revelation but not have experience. So whatever you can control, please control. But back to the events of life. We don't have, always have control over the things happening around us. But guess what you have control over? How you react or respond to those events. Please don't ever forget that. Dr. Show here now can decide that he will come and slap me because he doesn't like what I'm saying. By the way, it's happened to me before. We were holding Bible study in 2000 and what year were you living in that your street in Edmond Street or something like that? Do you remember that place? Right? That's Lamide. You know, the longest person. If you see Love Assembly, you see Lamide. She was with us in our house. She was with us when we started the first venue. She's with us 19 years after. Please celebrate her. Celebrate Lamide. And because she was with us, one guy came one day. He came for church service and ended up marrying her. Can you see human? You see what people come and do in the church? You don't know. Please celebrate our brother, your family. Oh, Lord. It's good to be in church, sir. Very good. Stay where God has planted you. I'm telling you. I just see people hopping up and down. Man, in 19 years, what have we not seen? Oh, man of spirit. Leading people. It's good, though. We only want people with the Spirit of God, led by the Spirit of God. We fellowship, we pray together, we hear the Word of God, we grow together. If you have any other agenda, please, this is not the place for you. All right. So we're holding Bible study in Lamide's house. And that day I was teaching about love. While studying 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If Lamide will remember, I will never forget. We studied love for 1 year. Just one chapter. So Thursday in, Thursday out. And I was teaching about love, I was teaching about forgiveness, and this guy was sitting down there. I just noticed his breathing changed. Dr. Sheung, he stood up, walked up to me, and gave me an uppercut in Lamide's house. Lamide, we need to declutter that house. Thank God you don't live there anymore. She's my witness. Because it just happened all of a sudden. Should I mention his name? No, we shouldn't mention his name. We don't know where he's living, but Father, we pray for Jason. Bless him, Lord. If he's not saved, visit him right now. Lord, from the depth of my heart, from the heart of forgiveness and love, I pray for Jason Otten. Bless him, Lord. I'm talking about 19 years ago. He's laughing because he's one of the people. Anytime when he started troubling us, he will go and stand by the door to make sure he doesn't come in to the service because he comes to hurt us. But we are Love Assembly. Aren't we? No, we are Love Assembly now, so anybody can come in and be beating people up here. We just love them. You saw what Jesus did when he came into the temple? Okay, maybe you love people more than God loves them. Continue. Where was I? Okay, so he just quickly gave me, I think it was a right hook on my jaw. Turned around. Can you remember he snapped your curtain? Yeah? And walked out of the fellowship. That time the church was just about 7, 8, 9, 13 of us. And walks out. And I ran after him. And then he started sending me texts. 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., threatening my life. I'm speaking from a place of healing and love. Please don't think I'm bitter. Because I'm just saying this so that you can see the context of what I was saying God helped me in 2019. I didn't know that I was harboring things like that and they were hurting me. And anytime I saw anybody with the name Jay, it brings back the memory from the non-conscious mind to the conscious mind. And then I start reacting. And the person will wonder why I'm moving away from them. I don't want to be close to you. Some of us can identify with what I'm saying. There are some people you won't relate with them. They've not done anything to you, but they remind you. They remind you of Dr. Shell. So what I'm about to say was, he can get up now and slap me. Just like that. I don't have control over that. But the only control I have is how I react and respond. So please, I want to throw this open. If he does that, and you are me, what will you do? And Kem is doing her hands like this, that bring it on. You've asked for it. I'll give you right, left, hook. I fly like a butterfly and sting like a bee. You don't always have control over events around you. The only control is your reaction or your response. So I can decide, I will never forgive him. You punch me on camera, on Facebook Live. Dr. Shell, I will not talk to him again. That's a reaction, isn't it? And you know, I will do it and heaven will recognize it. And I will tell all my family, where's Dr. Shell? Don't ever marry from where he's from. And he has beautiful daughters, by the way. But please, you will see me because I have share of the diary. I named one of them. And the boy, I named him too. So I must reap where I sowed now. Please, I just like us to come to church and have fun. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. But please, learn some things. Okay, deep things. So some of us, we don't know where. There are a lot of things our hearts have been exposed to that is responsible for the way we behave today. Today is the 15th of January. And guess what? Some of us have actually gone back to everything we said we would not do. There are some people who are not in church today. The reason why they're in church, if they should ask themselves in their inner sanctum sanctorum, they are reacting or responding to something. In 19 years of Love Assembly, I've seen people leave the church. Oh, pastor, we like the way you preach. We like this. Because they have an issue with somebody in the church. You uproot yourself from where God planted you. Just because you cannot handle your reaction or your response. And it's ruling your life. And guess what? Gradually ruining. Because you will struggle with relationships. You will. So, 2 Chronicles chapter 29. That was just an introduction. I'm not talking for long today. We see in 2 Chronicles 29 the story of Hezekiah, which is where we drew the theme for this month from, which is declutter my heart. Hezekiah was a king 25 years old. The Bible says he began to reign. And as I began to meditate on this, and I'm saying this, like I said, God gave me a prophetic word. Please note the word 25. I don't know what 25 may mean to somebody. Just write it down and the Holy Spirit would expand it to you. There was a day I was preaching and God kept telling me 12. And I remember after the service, God healed so many people. There was someone that, you know, they realized that it was 12 years, their mother died, they had not healed. And God took care of that in that service. There was someone I remembered, I think 12 years, the parents left and all that. And miraculously, within a couple of days, they reconciled. So 25, I had the number 25. I heard, you know, I just learned whatever I hear, I just flow with. So I had the number 25. I don't know what that means to anybody. 25 days, 25 years. Maybe you're 25 months old. I don't know. So I had the number 25. So Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old. When I turn 25 years, I have something I practice, which by the grace of God, most people who have known me for years know. When on my birthday I go away, I usually have a retreat. I'm not a celebratory kind of a person, but I just go to spend time with God, to ask God, where am I in my journey, in my walk with Him? Give account of my life, and Lord, for the next 1 year, speak to me. What do you want me to focus on? I'll never forget 1 year, God gave me a word, and the word was, don't ever worry about anything again. Ever. I will never forget that one. Don't what? Ever worry about anything again. Ever. Oh, that word healed me. Maybe somebody needed to hear that. Let me tell you, worry is a sin. Worry will choke you. Worry will make you unfruitful. And worry will not change your situation. It will change you. And the situation will get worse. Take no thought for tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. Some of us are already worried. I was talking to someone recently. They were already worried for 3 months ahead. That what will happen to them in 3 months' time? I said, you are still here. You are worrying about 3 months' time. And listen, the person got diagnosed of cardiac arrest. And I want to talk about cardiac arrest briefly. Where's Apostle Schofield? Sorry. He just got news this morning. His uncle died of cardiac arrest yesterday. Please come. Let's just pray for him and the family. You got a text this morning while you're in service. Please, let's just pray for him. When you spoke to me, God started speaking to me because I was going to talk about the doors into the heart today. It's still a shock. We are still processing it. The family is still processing it. Was he married? He married with 3 children. That means there's a widow and 3 fatherless children. We can't control these events. It's only our reaction and response. But let's pray for the comforter. Father, we pray for the Olumeku family. We pray for your son representing this family. Lord, you know what we don't know. You see what we don't see. But there's one thing you alone can do. You can comfort. You are the comforter. You are the one who can bring peace like a river. Peace in the midst of a storm. You can bring beauty out of ashes. You can bring light out of darkness. You can bring order where there's disorder. Father, we pray as this family process this and grieve and mourn, Lord, comfort them. Let them know you as the comforter. Indeed, at this time, we pray over this woman and her three children. Father, you are the husband to the widow, the father to the fatherless. Let them know you indeed, that you are there for them. Let them not suffer anything, and I pray, Lord, remove far from them anyone who wants to take advantage of them and every miserable comforter at this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, Felicia. You know, when you told me, really brought tears to my eyes. I just have to control myself. We don't have control over these things, people. So, this Ezekiah was 25 years old. And the Bible said he reigned 9 years. And God, the Holy Spirit told me again, nine, the number nine. I don't know, it may mean something to someone. Whatever it is, just process that number nine. It may not mean anything to you now, but later it might come to you. Process it now. Maybe you're 9 years married. I don't know. I just don't know. Something happened to you 9 years ago. I don't know what it is, but I'm just calling that number as I'm hearing it, as God spoke to me. And I'm praying whatever it means, God is perfecting, God is bringing, making all things work together for your good in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. I turned 25 years old, and God began to speak to me about my heart when I turned 25, when I went away for this retreat during my birthday. And God showed me my heart. Now, listen, by this time, I got saved at the age of 18. So when I was 25 years old, I was already, how many years a Christian? 7 years a Christian. And you know, seven is the number of, like they would tell us in theology. But people, I was at this time a music director, a minister in the church, and I was the church keyboardist, but I wasn't as anointed as Franklin. Everybody knew me. And I was always jumping, smiling, and all that, you know? And especially when I'm playing the keyboard, I would play the keyboard, I would be jumping, I would be dancing when I'm playing, you know? I've shared this story for some people, so don't let me go back there. I even got a testimony that some people come to the church because of the guy on the keyboard. I mean, if you hear such testimony, wouldn't you be happy that you're winning souls for Christ? But then God showed me my heart. And God, the summary of it was that I was a hypocrite. And God spoke to me through 4 neighbors away from 29, about another king called Amaziah. The Bible said he was 25 years old when he began to reign. He did that which was right in the sight of God, but not with a perfect heart. Not with a sincere heart. Not with a loyal heart. And God showed me, you've been doing everything right. People see you on the outside. They even share testimony, you're a good brother in Christ. But your heart is not right with me. You're doing things for show. I was miserable. I was broke. I was broken. I will go into my closet. I will weep, Ayo. And then when I'm with people, I will smile. I was suffering in silence. But how many of us know that God does not look at the outward? What God looks at is the heart. And God began to show me that I needed a change of heart. Not that he should fix my heart. No, he should. A change. A transformed heart. I was already a believer, 7 years, a minister in the church keyboardist, I can almost say the most popular person after the pastor in the church. I wasn't a pastor then. And I went through a heart surgery with God. I wept, I was broken, I confessed my sins, I was battling with all sorts of habits, secret things that people must not know. I was a brother. I did that which was right in the sight. Everybody could see it. But my heart was wrong. But this is not the case with Hezekiah. The Bible said he began to reign. It was 25, and he reigned 9 years. The Bible tells us his mother's name, Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. Look at it. Verse 2, the Bible said he did what was right in the sight of God, according to all David, his father, had done. So Hezekiah's report card was okay. It wasn't like Amaziah. Amaziah did this, what was right, but not with a perfect heart. Listen, you will continue doing what is right, but you will find out that you will literally always return back to the default setting of your heart. If your heart is not right, you will do things right for a season, and then everything starts collapsing back to the level of the state of your heart. I am praying that God will reveal our hearts to us. God will help us declutter, show us the things that are in our hearts. And I'm praying also that some of us, what we actually need is not a declutter. We need a complete transformation. God needs to cut, take out the heart, and give a new heart. Do you know that was his promise through Ezekiel? I will take out the stony heart. I will give a heart of flesh. And guess what? I will now pour my spirit. Some of us are still operating in the heart we had before COVID-19. That's why today, 15th of January, look at yourself. Are there things, is there a pattern? You suddenly have a breakthrough, and then the next thing is a breakdown. You suddenly go forward. You have breakdown in relationships with people. You mend, you amend, you patch up, still back. Same. Like a circle. You are moving, but you're not progressing. Listen, movement is not progression. It's when I get transformed from one level to the other, that is what progression is. And listen, man can promote you, and in the eyes of God, constantly you are being demoted. Promotion does not come from the east, south, west. It comes from the Lord. And that is the only promotion I want in my life. And I'm praying, because the blessing of the Lord, people, is the only thing that makes us rich without any sorrow. I'm saying this to you. As I'm hearing it, let God touch you. Now, the Bible now tells us what Hezekiah did. We will be studying this in depth. Where's Dr. Uche? Dr. Uche was meant to sit down here with me. Oh, he went to teach children. Dr. Uche started piecing, dissecting. Wow, your husband is anointed. What have you done to him? Wasn't that anointed when you married him, you know? Just joking. No, I'm not joking. Two! They are better than one. Please, that is when those two have their hearts right, though. Because I've seen two who are worse than two. Because some of us just think that the moment, when I marry, my problems will be over. Come and ask some of us who have been married, sir. I know Elder Vincent is married to his lovely wife, but I love Elder Vincent. He's very real, practical. He will tell you, this is me. this is my child, this, that. And I see the way he's always appreciating his wife, because the wife, I know, is, you know, the wife is helpmeet. It's helping him meet his targets. Marriage is work with labor. Hard work. Tomorrow is your husband's birthday. Is he watching? Is that work? Okay, in case you are watching, Bimbo, in the name of Jesus, we send the blessing, the word of the Lord to you. I knew your husband many years ago when we were in Metal Parade. That's when he joined Love Assembly. And I remember the day he brought you and he said he wants to marry you. I'm happy he's married you. Okay? And I pray for healing for your hearts, for your home, whatever is that only God knows that's happening. Father, we thank you. We agree you will take absolute control in Jesus' name. And Lord, visit Bimbo, speak to him, bless him in Jesus' name. Let me tell you one of the things I love about your husband. Very sincere. When he's talking to me, I'm telling you this. I know people as a pastor. You know when they know you're a pastor, they change their voice. Pastor, that's what the Bible says. You know, pastor, the Spirit of God. Da, 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 da. And then the next thing when they're talking to the doctor, hey, show my bar, Alpha. Who is fooling who? No. This man talks to me. We talk man to man. Man to man. God bless him. So please, Joseph's tribe, we must celebrate. We are going to their house tomorrow to breakfast. You've collected visitor tomorrow. You don't know. And you can, you know, you cook rice. That's your rice. Cook extra tomorrow. All right. So in the first year of his reign, the first month, look at what he did. Dr. Uche was taking us through this Bible study last Thursday. Please watch it on the church website, on the church YouTube page and Facebook. The first thing he does, the Bible said, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired it. If you read further, he calls the priests, he calls the Levites, and then he told them, sanctify yourself. And then after they sanctify themselves, I'm jumping, you can read the whole verse, but our focus today is verse 3. The Bible says now, see what they did. See what this priest did. Let's jump down to verse 15. Okay? They gathered their brothers, the Bible says, and they sanctified them also. They came according to the commandment of the Lord, by the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. And remember, metaphor, the house of the Lord, you and I are the temple of God, our bodies. You know, we will see something about the nose when we get to the nose. Basically, there are 5 doors into our hearts. Number 1, the ears. Faith comes by. Number 2, eyes. Number 3, nose. Do you know that was God's entry point into that clay he formed? The Bible said he into his the breath of, and the man became a, we will see this practically. Okay? Nose is number 3. Okay? Number 4, mouth. Out of the abundance of the mouth. This book of the law shall not depart from your, look, what you say, you will see. Okay. And then number is what? The day why you seem to have, maybe you attend the same meeting in heaven. What's number 5? If you get it, £5. No, you don't get £5. No, in Kenya we give you £5. to go and shop in that place. She's always sending you. What's number five? Our hands, touch. Those are the five doors. Okay, verse 15. I want to close. I'm not running. And they gathered the brethren, sanctified themselves, came according to the commandment of the Lord by the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house. The priests went where? Into the... Please, you must read your Bible today. Okay. They went where? The inner part of the house of the Lord to... And then they brought out all the debris they found there. That inner part. That inner sanctum, sanctorium, is the heart. But sir, before they got to verse, what verse is that? It started from verse 3. What happened in verse 3? He opened the doors of the house and did what? Repaired them. And the Holy Spirit began to show me what I'm sharing with you. We've been talking about declutter your heart. So some of us have run to the heart and checking the heart, but we have not fixed the door. How did the heart get cluttered? How did the debris enter? They entered through the door. So you can go and start cleansing the house, and the door will still be allowing more. You see, practically, I said in our house, we took this literally. So we looked around and we started decluttering our house. And we saw things that, Lord God Almighty, I've just been in the house. And I'm telling you, habit. What's my habit? I'm being open with you now. My wife will tell you. I'm a hoarder. I was a hoarder. Even if you don't say amen, I'm born again. Nkem knows. Nkem has worked with me for 14 years. Even paper. Maybe you wrote to me and you wrote, hey, keep quiet there. See, that's the disadvantage of living in the same house with your son. Even maybe you just wrote something to me. I will keep the paper. But let me tell you one of the things. When God started dealing with my heart in 2019, I started removing the things that I will see that will upset me. Texts on my phone, I deleted. Some of them, I just kept them. Some of us are like that. I will use this as evidence. Look at what Lucky sent to me. 2005. He was still in Nigeria. He sent it from Nigeria. Sent it to me. 2005. Insulting me. No, not your doctor, Lucky. Look at what he sent to me. And then when I see Dr. Sheung, can you imagine that Lucky? Look at what he sent to me. I still have it too. Look at the date. Do you know what I've done? I've transferred the debris inside him too. And then you two, you get cluttered. We now form association of clutterers. And some of us, all we do is just sit down and talk with people. And all we are talking about is the debris. Somebody has gathered. You don't even know anything. You go on the internet. Something happened. You saw comment section. You two, you put your mouth. And then somebody saw what you put and they insulted you, and then you insulted them back. Then somebody saw what you insulted and then defended you. And then somebody realized that they were the cousin of the person that... And then you see a trail of comments. And guess what? Some of us who like comments, you now go there and carry all the clutter. And then when we sit down, you now start discussing. This is what was happening on Facebook. Have you been on social media? This is what's trending. Someone say guilty. I've caught you. But we don't realize These are the doors into our hearts. We carry a lot of things. Have you heard this statement? People are grieving more than the bereaved. I saw something crazy, Dr. Sheo. I think I shared this with Sarah. Somebody died. Listen to this. And they were burying the person. And this person was on Instagram Live. Instagram Live. We buried your dad when? Because your dad went and your dad took my dad after him. I don't know what's wrong with all those people. It was your dad that died first now. And then your dad called your baby's dad. And then your baby's dad, remember my father. The day Ayobami called me that his dad died, I wept and wept. In fact, I had to park the car. He was begging the guy who lost his father. He wasn't crying, I was crying. And the following week, my father died. I was crying ahead of time. You can't control circumstances, but you can control. I couldn't control my tears. So imagine the day you are burying your father. Because I know you couldn't go. When my mom was buried during COVID, I couldn't go too. So imagine both of us were watching, and then you see somebody by the grave side of your mother doing Instagram Live, that they are grieving your mother. If I jump inside that Facebook, you will see what I will do to you. I can control that one. I was curious. So the following day, I noted who the person was. And I went following the person was posing on Instagram. The glory of God. That's how, you know, things happen in life, but we have to continue with life. May God have mercy. What I'm just saying is, you better stop deceiving yourself. Better stop deceiving yourself. It's high time we stop deceiving ourselves, people. Hezekiah, he reopened the doors and repaired the doors first. And the Holy Spirit began to show me. There are 5 doors into our hearts that we need to pay attention to. We'll build more on this next week. I've told you the 5 doors. The ears, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the hands.